Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. I apologize to those who are trying to get on the call and having technical difficulties. We're about 4 minutes behind. I had trouble myself getting in this morning, so I apologize, but we are here, and today is Friday, a beautiful day, and we are ready for all that God has for us. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Nehemiah and Timothy. The first scripture reads, "But now, O God, strengthen my hands." Nehemiah 6 and 9. "For God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power and love and discipline." 2 Timothy 1 and 7. What are you afraid of? What fear thing is standing in your way of moving forward, whether it's a business, a job application that you're scared to fill out, a class that you're afraid to sign up for, a relationship that you're afraid to let go and receive, whatever it is in your life, what is it that's holding you back? God can give you the strength to do all things. All you have to do is ask Him. God, strengthen my hands. For He has not given you a power of fear, a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and discipline. It is yours for the taking. He wants you to have it. He wants you to go out and get that one thing that you keep seeing and you keep hearing and your little nuggets will show up. That's God reminding you of the promise that He's shown for you. But you got to drop that fear and go after it. Go and get it. It is already yours. He just wants you to know that you can get it. He wants you to work a little bit for it because faith without works is dead. So whatever it is, ask God to give you the strength. Ask Him to show you the power and the love and the discipline that's inside of you already to go out and get it. Take over. Declare, decree, stand on, mark your spot what's already yours. Father God, we come to you and we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and your strength. We thank you, Lord God, for your healing and for your favor. Lord God, we decree and declare that this is ours. This is the day that we shall overcome. This is the day that we shall drop fear by the wayside and have the courage to go out and do what you called us to do, Lord God. Lord God, your word said that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of discipline. Give us those things, Lord God. Show it to us inside of us so that we may do the job and do the work that you called us to do. Strengthen our hands today, Lord God, so we can lift ourselves up, where we can go out and do what we have to do and push out the way the things that have been blinding us and holding us back, Lord God. Give us that strength today, Lord God. Give us the strength to encourage those, Lord God, who need a word, who need confidence, who need encouragement, who need motivation to be built up. Put it inside of us, Lord God, to give that today, Lord God. Use us today, Lord God, in a mighty way. Use us this weekend, Lord God, to do our best and be our best and help others to become more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Have your way with us, O Lord, like never before. Show us our power. Show us our love and our discipline. Show us who we are in you and show you that's already in us. Have your way like never before, Lord God. We know that it's already in us because it's who you created us to be. But sometimes we lose that, Lord God. We lose sight of who you call us to be. Sometimes our faith is wavered, Lord God, because of the situations in our lives. Take off the blinders today, Lord God. Help us to see who we are in you. Help us to be who we are in you, Lord God, like never before. Lord, you're calling on a new thing. Help us to see the new and let us forget about the ways of our past, Lord God. Help us to be reminded who we are when others try to remind us of our past things that didn't serve purpose to our lives. Help us to remember who we are in you. And help us to remember the scripture, greater is he that is in me than is he that is in the world. Yes, there have been times that we were in the world, Lord God, but you have grabbed us by our hands. You have strengthened us. You have reminded us of the power and the love and the discipline that we are in you. So when others try to remind us of that. When they're tapping us on one shoulder, Lord God, you tap us on the other and remind us who we are in you, Lord God, so that we can be all that you call us, so that we can do all things through Christ, so that we can be, Lord God, your glory nugget, your glory testimony, your glory people that's out here showing others who we are in you. Lord, let us see that right now in Jesus' name. Let it be declared. Let it be done. And let it show up and show out like never before through us, in us, and with us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing weekend, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Remember that he didn't give you a spirit of fear. You can do any and all things through Christ, who is your strength. God bless you. I love you. Have a good day and have an amazing weekend. See you on Monday. I love you. I know that voice is so, thank you, Lord Jesus, for still blessing me in the midst of it all. Thank you.